Gifting is hard. This isn't news. But what might be news is that you can now send beer, wine, and spirits right to your friends and family with Drizly, the go-to app for alcohol delivery. Which is good news, because adult beverages are the only gift that no one ever returns. And Drizly's tailored experience lets you find the perfect drink for the occasion, no matter what it is. You'll save time by shopping a huge selection of drinks from wherever you are. You'll save money by comparing prices on said drinks across stores. And you'll get to spend more time sipping with your gifties. You know, if they're the sharing type. Download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com and get your favorite drinks delivered today. Ding dong, it's Drizly. Must be 21 plus. Not available in all locations.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate.
And I'm CG.
And today we have Jennifer Way.
Hi.
Welcome. And Jennifer, you and I haven't met in person yet.
Oh.
But we both are comedians who are very spiritual. That might be a weird way of saying it, but I think it's a concise way.
I'm actually more. Not a comedian.
Well, you're not a comedian?
I'm not.
Really?
Yes. I probably should have mentioned that.
But you run a comedy show.
I run a comedy show.
So how did that happen?
It just means she knows what's funny. It doesn't mean he has to be funny to run the show. She just has to know what funny is.
But I looked at some of your videos and I was like, she's funny. Do you know what I mean? You were funny. Okay, so I was like, oh, she's a comedian. Yeah, and you booked me for
comedy. I know. And I booked you for a comedy show.
She's spiritual. She's a comedian. Okay, so now I know.
I'm a secret comedian and okay. I'm a stage fright comedian. I don't perform on stage because I'm just too scared. And I went to school for TV production and I wanted to be a producer for a really long time. Wow. And then I couldn't get a job in that. I always joke that my boobs weren't big enough. My dick wasn't big enough either. Mm. So I just kind of fell into like admin work, which was really fun, of course. And then I fell into the spiritual stuff probably around like 2015. And then became an intuitive consultant. So I sort of exercised my psychic stuff, lost all my friends, went full on into like being a psychic. And then I just felt like in the world, people just take themselves way too seriously. And I started... I started my podcast, I started getting to know a lot of comedians who had their own, but I only knew them through their spiritual podcasts, but they were like comedians too. Okay. I don't know if you know Karen Rontowski. Okay. Well, she's another person you should know. I know. I'm like, oh, I'm going to just bring these worlds together. So she's a longtime comic. She's been doing it for over 30 years and she's a master tarot reader.
Oh, okay. We both read tarot as well.
Yes, exactly. So I don't, because I'm a dummy. Like I could do an oracle card, but I'm like, there's a lot. So yeah, so I just, and then I was like, well, I want to do something that's spiritual and funny because I had gotten messages during some spiritual courses. I can have this conversation with you guys. And I had a vision that was very much like priestesses, getting ready for a ritual, and they were outside of a temple. It looked like, to me, it looked like an Egyptian temple, and they were laughing. They were like cracking up, and I was like, "What is that?" and then the message was like, "You guys take yourselves way too seriously with this spirituality stuff. Like, you need to like have some fun." So just over the years, it's been an idea that was bubbling, and then like last October, I grew some balls, and I was like, "I'm going to be a comedy show producer," and then I just. Yeah. So that's kind of how it started.
And it doesn't sound weird to me at all. You know, I had a spiritual awakening after I had started comedy. I guess I'd been doing it a couple years. And then I was in this crazy car accident with my son. And right after, I started experiencing things differently, seeing this energy following me, and just, it was the start of an awakening. So getting visions and channeling, I speak to the dead sometimes, you know, and once again, you do lose a lot of friends at first, but I feel like a lot of people are having awakenings now. I know when I first was kind of experiencing a shift in consciousness, it felt like everyone thought I was crazy. And going up on stage back then, talking about enlightened aliens, people were like, what the hell is going on? And now I feel like I'm seeing it everywhere. And so I know it's spreading. And now we also have aliens. But now we have the awareness. Well, I guess the government always really knew. But now things are just happening where the information's coming out. So I do think we're in a very cool time where people are going to see that reality is not what they thought it was.
Yeah.
In a good way.
That's wild about the aliens. I mean, like everyone in the fields, and you guys know this, like everyone's been saying it for years. They're like, oh, it's coming. Like, you know, oh my God, I just realized I did not button up my dress. Awesome. I was like,
oh, didn't tell it all.
I know. I was like, sorry. I'm really weird. Anyway. So yeah, but I was like, my husband is like very much like not into this kind of stuff at all. Okay. Like he's Chinese American, but like, so he grew up with like feng shui and that kind of stuff. So he like knows what it is, but he like doesn't care about it. He's just like, that's nice. He's like, go predict the lottery. And I'm like, well, right. It doesn't really work that way. But yeah, I said to him yesterday, I was like, it's kind of a big deal because I don't talk to him about this stuff. I was like, it's a really big deal. They just basically confirmed there are aliens, that they've recovered aliens. And he's like, yeah, of course there's aliens. I was like, okay. I was like, all right, I guess. And everyone's just like so tired now. We're like, okay, can you give me more than minimum wage? Maybe like that would be.
And I think that's part of why they're here. Is there so much suffering on Earth and Mother Earth herself or hisself? Because when I said Mother Earth in a previous episode, he was like, Father Earth. I'm like, but
She's asexual.
I think I'll still say her. I feel like her cries are being heard throughout the galaxy. I mean, We've all been killing the planet.
Her sounds right. When you say it like that, her sounds right.
I'm going to still go with Mother Earth.
Because we're talking about killing her and it's just easier to say her.
So yeah, I feel like they're here to assist in our evolution and I'm so about it. I'm kind of over the way things have been around here on Earth and I'm excited for a change and a shift. So I'm like, bring it on. Let's do this. Come visit our house, please. I get very jealous of all these people.
I get worried they're like, you want them to come. I get worried, like, what if they're rapey? we don't know what they're going to be like.
I'm talking with. And then, you know, I wouldn't vibe with that. Yeah, they're enlightened aliens.
I just worry before you invite them, we know who we're talking to.
I know who I'm talking to. So. Okay.
Have you had alien...
I've never been abducted as far as I know. I've had some very vivid dreams interacting with them, the kinds of dreams that feel different. But after the car accident I had, which was, gosh, how many years ago now? Maybe about 10 years ago or something. 2012.
Okay.
So I guess 11 years ago.
Wow. Isn't that like the end of the Mayan calendar or something?
And that's what it was showing me too. I hadn't really talked
too much. That's what it was?
Yes. And I hadn't really talked much about consciousness. Like that wasn't a term in my vocabulary. And then that happened and I was just getting pulled to even Google certain things, enlightened aliens, sacred geometry. And it led me to a certain alien group and groups, but a certain one was really speaking to me. People were channeling these messages. Now, some I clicked on felt fake, didn't vibrate, didn't resonate. Some of them I was like, truth, this is how I'm feeling. This is the information I'm getting from, I think, this alien group or whoever on the other side is trying to awaken me to this information.
Yeah.
And I just became obsessed with the Arcturians.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Lyrians and Pleiadians as well, but and many others.
Yes.
But I just... Yeah, I really resonated and I did feel crazy for a long time until I found others who not just believed in it, but had done a ton of reading and just had a lot of friends who were like, no, this is science. There's even a YouTube channel called Spirit Science.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying I love it. It's good, yeah. But you know, I just feel like people are seeing that. Yeah. Spirituality and science is intertwined, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for aliens to be here. I would like to see, I feel like I have seen some spaceships, but kind of like covered alien clouds where you're like, that does not look like a cloud.
Yeah.
You're like, that looks so crazy. That's not a cloud. But I've never really seen a ship. I've had friends who didn't even want to see them and saw them. So I'm just a little like, when I try to communicate.
What a waste. No.
Anyway, I would just like to see an alien spaceship.
I had a dream where I saw, I remember like looking out the window and I saw, it was like a parade of ships. And it was like, like, and it was like a celebration and they were like, just all kind of coming in.
Wait, you really saw that?
In a dream.
Oh,
in a dream.
Okay. I missed that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. And they were like, and you could see some of them were like, it was almost like floats, like in a parade. And they were like waving.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's really, really good news for you and for the collective.
For me. Who did you follow? Did you follow Bashar?
Yeah, he was one of the first. And he is, are they the Esasani? He is
hybrids.
His was one of the first I really was like, whoa, this feels true, and changed and shifted how I think so much watching his stuff.
Same.
Same with Abraham Hicks.
Yeah.
And just doing a lot of readings, Dolores Cannon. My brother just sent me a book on Brian Weiss. I haven't read it yet, but I know his past life regressions and accounts have changed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I've just read so many. I went through a spiritual school for Kabbalistic healing for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So I read a lot at that time of the books they were recommending.
She heals me when I'm sick sometimes and then gets so super sick herself.
I'm working on that.
She took sickness out of a 240-pound man and then into her 100 and whatever body. I won't get into it.
I don't even know what it is at this moment.
So that's why I think it fucks her up, because she's half the size, taking on a full size sickness.
Yeah.
But I would love to learn how to heal without, feeling that, because the school I went to,
you just eat mine.
The school I went to said that you shouldn't feel that. You're not supposed to be like taking it on.
Yeah.
But it happens. And like, I do it intentionally and I say, okay, I'm willing for, I know I'm going to not feel well, but for whatever reason, I can't stand the pain this person's in. Let me try.
Wow.
And then, I get migraines a lot. So I have my Excedrin.
I was going to say, like, I feel like it's probably okay that that's happening, only because it's pushing you to figure out how to not do that.
Exactly.
It's unfortunate. I mean, you have to experience what it feels like to take it on before you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, this doesn't feel good. But I'm a lot more
selective now.
This one, you can just take some Advil, honey. Like, you're good. But I remember hugging my son once and he was having like a rage, because he tends to rage, not in a good way. It was when he was younger. And I remember like just holding him. And then I was like, I'm just going to, and in my mind, I was like, I'm just going to take this on. And then the rest of the day, I was in a rotten mood and I was like yelling at everybody. And then it hit me that I had like pulled. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's real. Energy affects energy. And the more aware you become, the better you can protect yourself with proper boundaries. Because if you're entering a party, let's say, and you have no awareness that energy affects energy, and you engage with someone for too long, that's draining you, and you feel it, you're like, I want this conversation to stop, but you don't know how, you could leave and be affected for a week or longer, depending on the interaction that took place. Yeah. But I think when people start really seeing everything as energy, maybe they'll start protecting themselves differently, especially I think sexually. I think a lot of people don't realize how much you can take on from even just making out with someone for a while.
Oh yeah.
They don't think of that.
I'm just thinking about people that you slept with before. I've done that before where I have thought about it and I'll experiment with it. And then I'll get a call like the next day. Like it you can be like tap, tap. Remember when we did it? No.
No, it does. It connects you.
It connects. It really does.
That are formed.
Yeah.
I think maybe they're meant to. Maybe those threads in a positive way. It's like
fucking Facebook. Why'd they have to steal threads? Like that's a perfect way to describe it. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like you're throwing out these threads to people.
Yeah.
And when you join that.
It's hard to cut them, but I think maybe they're not ever meant to be cut.
Yeah.
Like I even think of one of your exes and it's like, I think there's meant to be bonding and love there forever, even though it's not in that romantic space. And I can think of some people that I didn't have rotten experiences with. And even the ones I did, there was something gained and learned. So even though that thread can be like, ugh, it's also like, oh no, we're all connected. This is an ecosystem. And there was something that was supposed to happen. Maybe even a trust, you know, that even if you don't think you trust them, there's something you did share.
Yeah. And it's funny because like, I'm seeing a lot of like normies post this kind of like verbiage where they're like, we're human. We're meant to have a human experience. Like we're spiritual bodies and a human experience. I'm like, duh. Like we've been screaming this for like the last 10 years, but I think people are becoming more, I did an episode about this not recently, probably like last year. I don't know. Time doesn't exist anymore. I'm like, what was happening? I feel like we're becoming resensitized, but I worry because I feel like we're obviously getting very desensitized as well. I mean, you have like the whole AI road happening, which I'm not that worried about. It's just, we don't know how to be human with each other. And that's the bottom line, like with all of it. And we don't even know how to understand our own power as like divine beings and divine creators. And that's what usually bothers. I always feel like that's what I try to get across the most to people, whether it's in the show, whether it's in like one-on-one sessions with people. It's like, you could do this yourself, actually. Like you can be psychic as well. You just have to want to be that way. I mean, yeah, I think I'm predisposed to it. It's in my family background and it's definitely in my chart. You know, it's very much something,
call yourself a psychic?
I do now. I didn't feel comfortable doing it before, but I do now just in a way to communicate what I do. So that people understand it better.
That's your profession? And then,
I mean, oh God, I don't have one right now. Like I don't get paid doing anything, but I am open for readings. So I do like intuitive readings and sort of like energy sessions.
But you charge, right?
I do.
Okay.
I charge, I just don't advertise very much. So I have like no clients.
That's how I am.
Yeah. And then
you're advertising it in a certain way.
Yeah.
And people I've heard, even comedians, perspectives, it's like there's this belief that we shouldn't even get paid because we're healers, and it's like
not in capitalism. Like,
well, no, like we deserve to make a living too and have decent things. Like I don't know, even Jesus should have charged and probably did. I don't really want to say what he did, but I'm sure he charged.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah,
30 shekels. What are they using that kind
of? I feel like that's a t-shirt. Right. Even Jesus charged. Come on, man. I think in the past, the people who held these positions, like within the group or something, they were very, from what I've sort of seen, you know, they were taken care of by the community, but we don't take care of people in general. So why would we be expected? You know, it's like, I do consider what we do, the closest way to the closest thing we have nowadays is priest or priestess, or we don't have priestesses. We have nuns, but still, nuns.
Isn't that funny? Feel like I should be taken care of by the community, just live in somebody's basement for like doing what I do. You know what I mean?
I think that's what's really missing is like we live in a society where we don't take care of our sick, we don't take care of our elderly, we don't take care of our mentally, you know, disabled, we don't take care of our disabled people, we don't take care of our kids. We do, but we just expect women to do it all for free. And I think that's kind of, we all know that that's kind of, you know, sort of changing, but we've lost a sense of care. There's no care in anything anymore. So it's like, the more sensitive people are going to care about shit because it affects them at such a degree. And I think along with artists, any kind of artists, it's like, we're the ones kind of showing people, this is our capacity of feeling. This is our capacity of sensation. This is our capacity of awareness. And that if we can all accept that that's part of the human experience, then we'll be a lot happier, because it doesn't mean like I have to pray to a God or obey somebody. It means I have to, I honor myself with that divinity and I trust myself and I can do things for myself. Only when I'm more of a whole person can I meet someone else in the same space. And yeah, I think that's why I think we should be, you know, I mean, the alien stuff, I have a lot of thoughts about that though. I don't like aliens. I'm not a fan. Because I mean, I think some of them are, I've had experiences with the ones that are not looking to help. Yeah.
You had experiences with reptilians.
Supposedly I've had experiences with reptilians, but I'll basically summarize it. Like I was starting to get visions of I was watching a lot of Bashar. I actually went to go see him. He came to New York and I went, and I remember entering into the hotel and seeing the line of people. I'm like, we're all weird. I was like, wow, this is really cool to see all these people who believe in aliens, you know? And I felt the same way when I watched Bashar. And I went, and then I think within like 20 minutes and of him speaking, I had like an overwhelming nausea. And I just physically couldn't be there.
You're so like, Char is too ugly. Your vessel you're using is too ugly for me to listen to. Okay. Go inhabit a new vessel, bitch.
I know. Bitch. Another man.
No, he's like, not even that bad looking or anything. He looks like almost like an alien.
He does look like an alien, and he's getting like more and more looking like an alien.
Yeah, the
like,
more he channels Bashar, the dude Daryl Hanka,
yeah,
is looking like Bashar.
He really does. He's
I gotta watch.
I gotta show you. He's more into wanting to know more about this world. Like we Palo Santo, we finally went to a holistic.
She calls me a mugger.
A muggle. I was going to say my husband knows a muggle.
And then when she's really being disrespectful, she calls me a muckblood.
No,
she doesn't do it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not a Malfoy. Okay. But no, I would never call you that, because he actually is not. He's got a lot of magic in there. But anyway, so you got nauseous. What happened?
Oh, no. And then I just left. But okay. I was listening to someone else talk about it. And when she said this, it really made me wake up to something that had been happening for me, is that I was working with someone, a being presented itself to me, herself to me. And she was always saying that she was a future me, which is what Bashar's alien tells him.
Right,
so I was like, it could be because of that. And maybe it's like, but there were like, I could see. And just in my third eye, I don't see outside of that. And which is very confusing, especially for a kid, because everyone's like, you're making it up. And you're like, I think I am. But when this being started to kind of visit me, I could see her very clearly. She looked like a hybrid. And I could see where she was, and we would have conversations, and I could like see the spaceship. I could see the interior of the spaceship. Not really. But I remember asking, do you guys have like a sense of humor? Like, do you think, because one time she started kind of being bitchy. Like I would, I'm always trying to make people laugh, and I'm always like, trying a little too hard. And I would hear her being like, that's not funny. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're an idiot. And these messages would come in, and I'm like, I don't think a guide is supposed to be mean. And like that voice would start to kind of come. And then she basically said that they don't have a sense of humor the way we do, but the closest thing that we could associate with their sense of humor would be dark humor.
Oh,
so that should have been my first indication, because I was like, okay.
Like when somebody gets hit in the balls on America's Funniest Home Video.
Yeah, something that's like, dark humor.
Or like a lady gets hit by a car and her wig falls off.
Oh my God, that went to like, what was it?
I'm asking.
Oh my God. I mean, I think so. I mean, I think she's just like, there's got to be some
hard by a car, like
darkness,
like 3 miles per hour. You know what I mean? Like not like blasted by a car.
Okay.
You know, I guess that's maybe just
I've heard other aliens say we're like the cutest babies in the galaxy, so that's where they're just like watching us. But and I think that there are other
kids shouldn't hold matches.
Oh God,
that's, you know, the whole nuclear weapon thing. It's aliens are,
yeah,
put down those little matches, you're
that's exactly, yeah, exactly,
and planet.
I mean, but when this other woman sort of started, when I started listening to the other person, who's, her name's Gigi Young, she's like another YouTube like channeler psychic, I'm sure, and I've had sessions with her when she was still doing sessions like years ago. And she started saying, because she used to follow Bashar as well, and she was like, you know, there's one thing I can't wrap my head around. When I listen to Bashar or when I listen to other people channel hybrids, there's just something that I don't buy anymore about their methods. Because here's the thing, all these people have been abducted and gone through so much suffering and pain and trauma because of their interactions with, especially Grays. And she's like, but they've never apologized. Like, and I was like, because, I mean, she was basically making the point that humanity is based on heart center, and our organic evolution is dependent on heart melding with the mind, and really more heart, because that's what makes us so human. The Grays, as this is what I've sort of, through Gigi Young and through other things, how I understand it is the Grays are actually humans. They're humans that were on a different, like a parallel path. They blew up Earth. Exactly. And they are mostly engineered. And I don't know if you've ever seen Bashar or Daryl Anka channel gray aliens. That's fucking freaky. You can feel
channel messages about, but I've never witnessed a direct, because I don't really.
It's scary. Yeah, the grays are no bueno.
They're not my peeps, not peeps, because they're not aliens. Peeps. My peeps are the Arcturians.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of links to Pleiadians, because they're very steeped in light evolution and love. I mean, the Arcturians have never done anything to me negative at all, including trying to, like, when I channel, I don't allow any entity or dimension to take over my body. Yeah. And I think with hybrids, and maybe with Bashar, because I've stopped really watching him, I don't really click. Same with Teal Swan, who I used to when I was first getting into
Are you me? Seriously?
Because and she's Arcturian. So when I saw her recent documentary on Hulu doing some crazy stuff, I was like, that's not very Arcturian like Teal.
Yeah.
But that's.
I know. She's had a lot of response. And I'm like a. Teal Swan was a big influence for me for a long time. And then she would put out something and I'd be like, I fucking hate you. You're a fucking cunt. And I would just be like, this is too much for me. You're making me look at myself in a way that I don't want to look at it yet. And then I pulled away, I saw the documentary, and then I've just sort of been going back in. And she has a lot of responses about the documentary that are interesting.
Oh, she got in a lot of shit. She thought the people producing it were for her and got her. And then it completely became like an exposing type of thing.
Totally.
I was already feeling certain vibes from her. I mean, people will say the same thing about me being a healer, and then someone who was telling and will maybe tell dirty jokes, but I don't think in the same way, actually. I think the way I was telling dirty jokes, something has softened in me in the way I'll.
Oh,
but
yeah. Other
thing. But who knows? Maybe one day we'll meet Teal and really love her, because I know people have had opinions about me and my healing style. But some of the stuff I watched in that documentary, I was definitely like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was forbidding people to see their family and certain things like that. And when you start doing that, that's cult leadership.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I plan on making Sacred Comedy a cult. I'm like, I'm around November is when, during your show, I'll make people.
You'll make the announcement.
Talking to their family. I'll be like, okay, now is when everyone needs to just let go of your attachments, including your family.
I like it. I like it. I like when it gets more cult-like. That means we're getting serious. You know
I agree.
I mean, time to get down to business.
Hey, you know, everything else is a cult. Like, look at our fucking taxes. Like, I don't want to pay taxes. No, I'm just kidding. I feel like
I don't want to pay them either.
I know.
Actually, we found a great accountant, so it's not even a bad experience.
Oh, that's good. That's really important.
Yeah,
as a Jew who used to be a bookkeeper, it's very important. Yeah,
I'm a Jew.
He changed my life.
He did. Yeah, he changed our lives.
I thought I owed a few hundred.
Can you send me his name?
I can actually. I don't send his name to too many people.
No. I definitely need a new one.
He was great.
That guy's magic. I felt like
it was magic. He's not spiritual at all. His magic on. He was in his own field.
I think people can be magical. It's funny because I worked in payroll for a while, and I worked in payroll for a long
time.
I really, it was so toxic, but it was for a huge media conglomerate, a huge German media conglomerate. Totally helped the Nazis. And I felt like at the time I was, because a lot of the subsidiaries I was sort of doing payroll for, I felt like I was like, I'm facilitating some light in with this, even though it's so total subtle, you know, like I was the person, I was in HR. So I was the person who had like crystals and like plants and like, you know, like oil essences flowing in my
payroll. Every HR department needs that person.
It's true. And you know, you find ways, even if you don't become a spiritual healer or whatever, it's like you find ways in the work that you touch and the work that you do to infuse it with your energy. And I kind of tell people a lot, like, also that's same thing with like food. For example, like your energy, whatever state of energy you're in, is going to go into what you're making. So, and very sensitive people can tell if the pissed off person made their meal. Like it's weird. I was starting to I had that realization a couple of years back, and I was like, this is why food that your grandmother makes you, or your, you know, grandparents or your parents, when they love you, that's why their food tastes the best, even if it's like not that great. But it's
restaurant
like,
chefs are always pissed off.
And they're always pissed
maybe
off.
That's so, why there's always a weird taste in my stuff. I can't find a restaurant.
Probably.
Their own Coke, maybe?
And maybe. Pizza? Oh, yeah.
Keep them awake.
So I want to talk about
In
Walker Ranch. You do not have had to seen it. I don't
the
know.
What?
There's
it's a show on Netflix called Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's just one of the most UFO sighting places like ever.
In Utah.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is years ago, I guess about 6-7 years ago, maybe a little more, I was working on some different pilots, and one episode included visiting possibly there, you know, because I had heard about things. And it's just been really interesting to watch experts. Now I'm seeing the people who have gone in and the crazy technology they have. I think it's like a guy from NASA, you know, who. Like,
yeah.
But
one spot, he said, no, I've tested those. Those are cleared for space. You know, I know I'm sending up 3 of them to the space station in December. So he's like a NASA dude or some shit.
And they have the best technology to test the, you know, different magnetic waves and all sorts of things they're testing that I don't comprehend. But it's been so cool watching this documentary, because it's pretty clear that on this ranch, this space, There's at least one portal. There's a skinwalker.
Like they stay getting shots on camera of the UFOs. Like they said, that's why it's not like the other shows where they're not like really catching it. Somebody sees it, but it's not on the camera, or somebody feels a feeling and they don't like, they're like, they got all the gauges and the, they keep catching stuff.
And they have money. Cause I think the person who bought the ranch is like a billionaire.
He's got billionaire energy. I don't know what he is. But he definitely, he seems.
I have billionaire energy. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's like, go get that. I don't even know what you call those kinds of trucks. It's like they get these excavators and drills that you're like, I'll be like, how much do you think that thing costs? Like $500,000, that kind of equipment that they're renting. But I'm just like, it's a lot of money being invested, but I feel like they're getting footage and proof of all this stuff. And I think that's just what's happening right now. And I just didn't know if you had seen it or heard about skinwalkers or shapeshifters.
I've heard about shapeshifters.
They talk about cattle mutilations a lot. Oh. Because the cattle will be dead and they can't find a cause of death. And this one cow,
like, blood. Like,
yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
And like the one cow that died, they moved it over, you know, where they move it so that the animals can just eat it or whatever. And no animals touched it. It was a year later and no animals had touched it. And so they're doing research on this. So it's pretty dope. It's a pretty dope show.
Oh, this is so annoying. I'm like, oh, I just like it's there's so many bad aliens out there. Cause I'm just like, that part is like, that's the terrifying part for me. Cause I worked with a woman who I saw her on a YouTube video and then I contacted her and worked with her. And her whole thing was that she was a reptilian. She was like a shapeshifter as well. And that she had she would be like abducted by the military from time to time. And like they would conduct these experiments and she could see her skin change and she could. So it's like there was some weird stuff. She was like the nicest like little British lady ever. Oh, wow. And then she basically worked with me because So this hybrid started saying to me when I was getting hits that like I had been abducted, that all my memories were erased, and that I also had reptilian implants. And there were all these pieces of the story that came together. And even having having a session with someone who channels an alien and asking that alien in the session if I had been abducted. And then they said, yes, when you're a child. And when he said that, I had a flash of a moment that I remembered from when I was really little. I was in Israel visiting my family. And I remember being, this is so weird. I remember being in an empty parking lot at night and like just playing like by myself. I don't even know how I got there, but I always had this memory of doing that and being like, I'm on my own. Da, 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 da. And that's the vision that I saw when I was like, oh fuck, that sucks. I don't ever want to be. I was like, I never wanted to be one of those starseed people. I never wanted to be one of those abductees. I was like, that's not my jam. That's not my stuff. And then there were all these things that came up about like my family and that it was a contract and that my kids were being abducted as well. And they were getting like their, you know, all the stuff. And so I remember having a conversation with the guide, the future self me. And she said in a very angry kind of a tone, she was like, I said something about DNA being manipulated or taken. And she's like, DNA manipulation or genetic manipulation is just the way of the universe. Mm. And I just remember thinking, no, it's not. Like, no, it's not. And then when I started watching a little bit more of like Gigi Young, and then I started working with other people, and then like over the years, now that I have distance from it, because it was terrifying at the time. Now that I could see, if I close my eyes at one point, I would see grays like in my window just looking in.
Oh my God.
Right. So like, I'm like, I don't want this. This is shitty. Like I definitely did not want that at all. And so what I've come to terms with and kind of how I've reconciled all of this is I don't know that being was really what she said she was. She could have been. I think I was being offered a timeline. So I think I was being offered a timeline where all these things matched up and were true. But I decided that's not my timeline. Like, I don't want this at all. And so I was like, bye. And I was like, and I don't think that DNA manipulation is the way of the universe. I don't agree with that at all.
I do think it's common, whether it's moral. Exactly. Because I mean, it's becoming common here, right? All the cloning, all the.
Exactly.
And you can just think about
it's like the pull of Mars.
But like breeding and dogs, you know, so there are different levels of it. Some people go way too far, even just humans on Earth with what they're doing with genetics, in my opinion. Yeah. So yeah, I think the universe is kind of a bit of a hologram of what goes on here. So
I agree.
Enlightened aliens, you know, mean aliens. Yeah. We've got the same with humans. You know, the monsters are here, you know, in different forms. We have aliens under the ocean. So I think it's really just, which I'm sure you'd agree with, you kind of said it. It's really the journey of going within and understanding the different parts and complexities of ourselves helps us to interact and relate to the complexities and weirdness of the universe and the complexities of reality. And I think my journey has not been easy. I'm not saying that, but my journey with aliens may have been.
Yeah.
Although maybe I've met some humans who weren't very human, and that's why there was such a hard time. Who knows? Anyway, but I just think that my experience with life in general just got easier as I kind of accepted all the different parts of myself. The world became less scary because I was less scared of all that I am, the light and the dark, you know, the whole yin yang kind of thing. So I'm still scared here and there, but I'm kind of like, that's okay. I'm scary too. And I'm also really nice. And I'm also this and that. I've even lately more been feeling into my paradoxes so crisply of various feelings or just what I think I am. And I'm like, okay, I'm both. That's cool. You know, and I think it helps me to relate to whatever beings are out there or even entities. You know, we definitely use Palo Santo to try to cleanse the place and bring in entities that are about healing and evolution. But I think when I do encounter a human or other dimensional being that's or not other. Very nice, I just create the boundary. I'm very boundaried, both with humans and when it comes to the other side. And I think that's why I'm also very excited about reality to get weird. I just know things need to change.
At the gym, she has great boundaries. She very people know not to talk to her. Just there's a face on her.
I don't like it.
And they know not to approach, not to look at her, not to approach her.
I'm not very approachable these days. I think comedy did something to me doing it for over a decade and feeling taken advantage of and all sorts of things. And just also my traumas, you know, I'm very protective of my space. Cause when I'm not, my body breaks, mind, body, spirit connection. You know, if something gets to me, I'm down, I'm very sensitive. So I don't die for others anymore.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's goddess time. I love that. That's I think the whole alien thing was it's goddess time. It's Miller time.
I don't have anything that empowering to say. So I'm a little
you can say it's God time.
God time? That sounds a little bit
God's time.
It's God's time.
I know. It has such
and
a
then go and then like make God's awesome. Song is much better. Kiss it, you know, go extra.
Well, you could say goddess time. I think that you could say
yeah,
that
you
too,
could.
Because you've got an inner goddess.
That means like
everyone has one.
Form and freedom. And
oh yeah.
And once again, I've said this before, but goddesses being in their full power means men can finally be in their full power. Exactly. Men, there's an imbalance of power, but no one's winning. Men are for the most part, from who I've talked to in terms of clients, whatever, they're suffering. They're not, absolutely, you know, able to feel fully into their hearts and what they want. So,
and when would I say goddess time?
Goddess time.
When you're
like,
doing that workout,
what would happen?
Whoa, you're healing your inner feminine. You're healing your inner feminine.
So, like, do I do something cool and then I say, "Ooh, goddess time"?
No,
you're gonna know when it's time.
I'm gonna leave it. Yeah,
hold on to it. Hold on to it until it's right. Because if you do it when it's not right, everyone's gonna be like, "Oh." Well, so like, make sure it's right.
You guys didn't dig that.
You see you like out with a group of guys and be like, "Yeah, it's good.
It's time, my boy." Fucking yeah.
So, do you see how he gave us a list?
It's me with the list. Not you.
Okay, so I want to get on to the next topic, which is karma. How do you feel about karma? Do you believe in karma? Have you experienced it? And I would love to know, because you know how I think, but I would love to know more how you think about it, if it's real. So.
Yeah, I've heard it's referred to, like in readings and stuff, I've heard it referred to as a balancing. So I think of it as that. And I think it's funny because I think in this lifetime, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, what's my life review going to be like? Because you know what a life review is. If you have visions and you do channeling, you know what a life review is. And it's like, oh. And I was thinking like yesterday, like all these things that I'm like, oh, is that moment going to come up? Is that moment going to come up? I don't even know. But I think there is I definitely believe in a balancing. So, you know, everything is a reflection of you in so many ways, and a reflection of other, you know, it's so intertwined. I feel like we've only scratched the surface, even in spirituality, like understanding what it all really is. But I definitely believe in a balancing. I did a read at someone's past life, and they've dealt with a lot of suffering in this life, like really significant suffering. And then in the past life, what came up was that this person had been a really horrible person, and they were asking why that suffering happened. And the message that came through was like a balancing, which is interesting. It's like, oh, I hate telling people that. This is why I got trained in like some somatics and like trauma-informed versions of therapy. Not a lot, obviously not significant amount, but I was like, I don't like telling people these things like, oh, you're fucked. Because you're, you know, you really fucked up in the last life. And now it's just like, just coming back at you, you know.
But you know what? It's all coming up now. Mm-hmm. Our parallel lives, our past lives, our future lives, because we can chew through that karma now, you know. And I have felt my own karma from this life, and I'm sure from past lives, where I do something, I navigate a certain way, and immediately or not so immediately, I feel the repercussion or even experience the pain. Sorry, there's like a little bug.
It is instant karma.
That's what it felt like when I did that to that person. I didn't realize, and now I'm in this position and wow, that's shitty, you know? And it's for us to grow and go in that moment, am I going to grow from this and change and navigate differently so I create less hurt for them and for myself? And you taught me that a lot. Of just navigating in a way where like these wavelengths are coming off of you.
Yeah, you make less weak. Like, yeah, I had a little bit.
Because you
used to be a bull in the china shop making weak, I think. And so I think I toned it down a lot.
Oh yes.
Figured out how to tone it down a lot. I didn't know.
Or you found people who can surf those wakes.
right. And I didn't know when I used to do it, I couldn't see it. I didn't realize I was. It took something for me to start seeing it and then be like, oh, I got to step a little bit lighter.
Oh yeah. I feel like, at least for me, children have been that perfect instant karma. And I'm like, why are you like this? Oh,
When my son's being rude and I'm like, you're so rude. And he's like, hello. And I just keep listening to how I just said it. I'm like, why are you being so rude? So just like Valley Girl. And he's like, hello, look at my mom. And I'm like, oh, I can be really rude. Yeah. He's done it. And then just.
It's not instant though. It's like, it's 9 months. It's like you do something fun and then 9 months later you get punished.
Yeah.
No, sometimes it's instant.
That sounds horrible.
That was horrible.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes if we're lucky, it's instant. In a way.
Yeah. I got the joke later. Oh, is that a joke about pregnancy or no?
Well, yeah. What else for 9 months?
It just clicked later and then I was like, oh my God. It took a second.
It wasn't a good joke.
Okay. Maybe that's
I always feel like being a parent, it's like, it's the 30-year test. It's the longest test you'll ever take. and you won't know if you failed for a really long time.
Yeah. And I think it continues on and on. That's what I've learned both as a parent and a child is like, your relationship to both continues to evolve forever until, you know, until death. And then even then it can still evolve.
Do you
know from the other side, we're evolving with certain spirits who are still having their lessons and stuff.
That's right. I always think of it as like, the way I used to describe it to people, and I've heard someone else describe it this way, and I'm like, they stole it. But it's like, we're the fingers, like, or we're the fingertips, and then, but we're all connected to each part of something bigger. And I feel like when you were talking before, it just kind of occurred to me, I'm like, karma is just a really beautiful thing in a way. What a perfect system to just be like checked like that. I mean, sometimes it's fucking exhausting, especially when you're just getting checked all the time. I was like describing it like last month, it's like, or in June, I felt like I was just getting kicked in the balls and slapped in the face like every day. And then I was like, okay, something is being reflected back to me and I'm either in denial about it or I've like stuffed it down and it still happens. I mean, I'm aware, more aware of it now, but it's like, that's just like a constant, but it's a great system. And I feel like with karma, what I love about it is the relationships, because it is about relationships you have with people that are going to show you it,
yeah,
you know, which is such an important.
And talk about science again, it's the law of physics. For every action, there's a reaction, you know? So it's science balancing itself out. And without it, I think who knows if anything would even exist. So I'm about karma, even when it sucks and you're meeting your own, you know?
Yeah.
Which leads me, okay, so this is going
to
be...
I'm kind of confused as to what it is, because sometimes I feel like, you know, good people are having a hard time because the evil out there tries to stop, right? Yeah. So it's not like they're having a hard time because they did something bad,
right?
And
right.
Then sometimes I feel like, yeah, it's stuff that you're doing that's tripping you up. So I think you gotta like.
So maybe it's not just simple saying karma. It could be karma with lessons you're meant to learn, right? Like, being met with certain evil people, it's because you are meant to come into your power or overcome an obstacle to know who you truly are and know that you're limitless.
Yeah.
You know,
just like some days where you say like you got kicked in the balls and just everything that can go wrong is going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I gotta think that something's happening there, that it's not just because if you just go by like statistics and it wouldn't make sense for that many things to go wrong all in that same day.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense at all. You couldn't be like getting hit by lightning.
I think it has to do with that, what you were saying about like your personal power, or when a lot of bad things happen to people, like over and over, you know, I think in some cases it is about kind of recognizing that they have personal power and like reclaiming it. It was probably taken from them as kids. I mean, you know, kids don't have any power. So it's like, we're all disempowered from such a young age that of course we have to depend on God, Mr. God, or like, of course we have to depend on like Mr. President, you know, because that's how we're trained.
I mean, right. We're,
you know, and I love all these commercials that are like, you're worth it. It's like, I wouldn't have thought otherwise if you hadn't mentioned it, but you keep mentioning it. It's like, well, stop telling
worthless,
people.
Hey? Well, I don't think so. Does everybody think you're worthless? Not us. Here's this makeup.
Awesome.
Here's this makeup.
Exactly.
Now cover that face.
Now other people, other people aren't going to think you're nearly as worthless as Revlon. I hope I try to put a Revlon commercial in our jaw and then we just screwed it up.
No, that was
great. I don't think Revlon was chasing.
I think that should be Revlon.
So yeah. Who knows?
Okay, so last topic.
Revlon, if you're our sponsor, I'm sorry. I love you. You're worth it.
You know what's crazy? Our sponsors, because like the way I upload the podcast, the commercials just come on. Like I don't, like I'm like, sure, come on. But it's usually like gambling, I guess. I hadn't really listened and I was like, oh.
I think a lot of gamblers.
Not necessarily something I'm like,
people who don't
gamble your money away. Like, if you want to gamble, go. But I was like, oh my God, we have gambling commercials.
No, it's like people don't care about their lives that much. Listen to this podcast.
God, that's true.
That's what it means.
No, it means that they're the only ones willing to advertise.
Or it means, yeah, or it means they have the money.
We're so offensive.
Gambling companies have enough money to do all these ads, maybe.
And like I said, I'm not against gambling. If you have a lot of money, that's like, want to gamble, go for it.
That's like one of the only industries where it's free money. Like, you didn't do any service. I guess you have to have a building and machines, but really, you don't have a product you're selling. You're just
I feel like there's so many businesses like that now, though.
Probably are, now that I think of it, yeah.
Like Uber. Mm-hmm. They don't own any cars.
Yeah, they're just an entity. Yeah, when you're really smart, you do it that way.
That's true.
Everybody else's shit is
making
money. You
create a system, a flawless system. Oh my God,
I'd love to be them.
Yeah. I knew for a long time I wanted to do like I didn't want overhead in whatever company I started. But then I was like, yeah. And that's why I did the stuff over the phone, you know, like the consulting. But then I was like, oh, I have to sell people, like, pay me $10,000 and I'll change your life. But I was like, it's not me. I'm not going to change your life. Like, you have to change your life. But
you can help change people's lives for sure.
Assist.
Yeah.
Facilitate healing.
Not going to enter their body and do it.
Exactly. I mean, okay. Depends.
Last topic, guys. And this is, okay. There's a woman who was farting in jars and made $200,000 selling these farts. Have you heard of her?
No, but it's just really funny that you're bringing this up right now.
I'm not sure how many farts, but then she got hospitalized. She thought she was having a heart attack because she was on this special diet of things like nuts, legumes, yogurt, you know, just things to try to make you fart, eggs. And then she was pushing so hard all the time. So she had this diet and then she was like constantly straining and she ended up in the hospital. And I feel like that might be a karmic thing. It's also science. It's like, for every action, there's a reaction. Like,
oh my God.
I feel like God or goddess may have stepped in and said,
you don't have to
sell your farts in jars. There could be another way. Cause she's pretty too. It's like, you don't
have some God just like, we need to stop this.
They need to, like, I'm sorry, but Jews with IBS need to corner this market because it's not fair. It's a natural God-given gift that we have.
Maybe Moses did it to her and was like, get that job.
I like just heard about this as a fetish this week.
Oh, really?
2 days ago,
you
actually.
Smell a fart that's in a jar? You open the jar.
You make it real.
Like, yeah. Oh, I had a lot of like friends in college who were like big brothers to me, and they would cup them and then they would cover it. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I guess
that's an awesome.
I mean, of course you can do it in a jar. They seal very well. You ferment things in them, I'm sure. And then she could, yeah. You can't. I mean, I think that's a problem of excess.
Jar in the mall, and you get a jar in the mail from FedEx, and then you pop the jar open and your house smells like farts.
I think that can happen. Fucking those good. Jars are very watertight, like very airtight. Like they have to be.
Like, I feel like if you canned it at a canning factory, then yeah.
No,
you could go to a grocery store and buy like a set of those jars. I mean, like these jars. I have a bunch of them. My kids won't stop drinking water out of them. There's like 700 of them lying around my house, but you know how that is.
Like in the movie Signs, did you see it?
Yeah, totally. I think of that movie all the time. I'm like, there's always 7 glasses of water around somewhere, like always. And we even bought paper cups, which we didn't want to do, and they still don't use them. They just love the glasses. Anyway, the glass jars are airtight. I swear to God, you should try this experiment at home, you guys.
I wonder if, I feel like you could sell some farts.
I don't want to sell
them. No, because even I think trying to do that looks bad. Like if you're a professional.
You think that's a bad look?
Yeah, like I'm already scared being a teacher and a comedian. I can't imagine being a teacher and someone who sells her farts in a jar.
I think you could be a librarian. And
I feel she needs to outsource that. Like if she's... Like that's
where it gets tricky.
Demand.
How do you know it's her fart? Does she send you a personalized video?
Exactly.
Well, no, because then you'd see her like,
or whole she body. Should send a video of like what she ate during the day and be like, wait until I'm you glad get this corn.
I don't think this business should continue anyway. I'm not saying I'm happy she was hospitalized, but like, I don't think farting in jars. I mean,
if I tap into this a little, I think she's already the type of person that this would happen to no matter what she picked do it to do. Because it would have, I think, but it works in our capitalistic system to do something in excess because we're constantly wanting more of something to fill our emptiness. So it's like to our soulless bodies. So it's like, that's the problem in my mind is like the fact that we're constantly just wanting more, but we never stop when we have enough. I have enough farts. I've made enough fart fans. Like, when is enough? Like, when is enough? You know,
she stopped at $100,000.
That might only been like three farts.
Oh yeah,
to real rich guys.
No, you're right. And then she the has last like tiered pricing.
Really, yeah, you got to have another talent other than just farting in jars because it's obviously it's not sustainable.
It's exactly not sustainable.
I would say it's completely sustainable. I think you get more flatulent as you get older. You just get more disgusting.
Yeah, she said, she said I could too, but I don't think I'm going to do it.
Yo, if we can make money, though,
my farts don't.
If I can quit my job so we can sell your farts, I'd completely join. I completely join up. Is this a company we can join or?
This is a company. It's an entrepreneur type lifestyle.
I'm gonna shut that one down, but
I don't think you can sell a man's farts. That may sound sexist, but I don't think it's
good. Any listeners who want to buy CJ's farts, reach out. He'll consider making it happen for you.
I'm sure you could do it on there's a gay, and my gay friend showed it to me. There was like a gay dating website that's just assholes. I feel like it's called Stinkies or something. Not Stinky. It's called something like that.
Stinkies sound right.
It's something like that. And it's basically like you see a map, like a Google map, and then you see like where all the asses are, like where all the assholes are. It's literally spread cheek assholes. Like the profile photos are just assholes. And then you can see where they are in relation to you. On a map.
You can drive to them and you can watch yourself.
Those people are not thinking about the energy exchange. If you're just deciding from the look of a butthole, if you're
Sniffies.
No, like sniffies.
Oh,
I think
that's another level.
Yep. It's called Sniffies, everybody. It's the app. It's a modern map-based meetup app for gay, bi, and curious guys. You heard it here first. Or maybe not. Maybe you're.
I would be much less disgusted if there was a website called Titties, and then you just, they're just. I'd be much less. I'm offended by this. Buttholes just are not.
I'm still offended by the tits one because it's just the thought of like only dating from. I mean, I guess it might be silly to just date from someone's face, but like. So I don't know.
I just had a random thought. I was like, what if babies get access to that app and they're like, yeah, that one looks like it's got the best milk. Or maybe this one looks like it's got the best milk. Of course.
I like your third eye vision.
I know. I'm like, boobs. I was just thinking, I'm like, my boobs are, yeah, I could never, I could never be that person. I would not do well on that app.
I would do well, done. But I would not do it.
It can be a range. It can be a range.
Some people might like it.
Well, that's why we have Feet Finder now, right? There are people who are just now all about the feet. And I heard that you don't have to have perfect feet. Yeah. It's all
there's
different.
All different. Yeah, there's diversity and inclusion when it comes
like
to
club feet.
Oh, I don't know about that, but maybe.
I'm sure.
Like there's sections you can click on and then you see. I gotta go check
this
out.
Let's go do some research.
I know.
Okay.
We actually, I would love that.
We can discuss our findings.
It's kind of our thing that we refuse to do any research at all for this podcast.
I've been doing research on aliens for years since my awakening, so I don't want to hear it. And on karma as well, sir.
He's like, yikes. I wonder if there's a kink for like flossing your teeth. Or like, there's got to be kinks for everything.
Maybe
like
floss.
It's flossing and you get something on the floss. You're like, yes, got one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then you show the camera what you got.
Yes.
Dude, if that's not a thing.
That's got to be a thing.
Starting there.
Some people have too much money. I'm sorry. Like, you need to have an excess of money if you're like ordering farts in jars, or if you're going to order something with like floss with food on it. Like,
I want that money.
You don't sell the floss.
How do I get that money?
Oh.
You just show it to the camera once you get a keeper.
Oh, yeah. A keeper.
Well, then you're not a real entrepreneur, because if you sell it, you make even more money.
It's called keepers.org. In your org, I think it's tax free. So really? That's how we're going to do it. I know. I just made that
I up. Was like, oh my God, I have a dot org.
It might
not
be
tax free.
Look, it might be real. A lot of this stuff that I make up might be real. I don't want you to just go out of your way and think it's not, just because I made it up right here and now.
That's beautiful. But anyway, I am going to wrap this up. I like how we wrapped up on the farting in jars. But so Jennifer, where can people find you? And then I want to promote the show so we can both kind of do that together. You obviously will have a better way of promoting it. Your show.
Obviously. No, I'm just kidding. No, so you can find me. JenniferWay.com I have a lot of, this is the part I probably need to consolidate. So JenniferWay.com is my intuitive consultant website. So that's where you can book sessions with me. TheSacredComedy.com or SacredComedyShow.com is the Sacred Comedy Show website. And you can find when our next shows are coming up, and you can even join the Sacred Comedy Circle, which is a new thing that we're starting, which is a virtual circle. It's like a women's circle with some like comedians and comedy and also like intention setting, but everyone is welcome. It's not just for women. So yeah, it can be for the bros as well, or the not bros, or the non-binary whatevers. Oh God, that sounds awful. I don't mean that, whatever.
Oh, I love that.
I am such a fan of non-binary. Please come join. We love you. But that's going to be basically once a month before the new moon. So you can sign up on a membership on the Sacred Comedy website. We do our shows. We've got 3 more shows for the rest of the year. We have September, and then we've got November, which is Kate's show. Yes. So you are going to be headlining our November show in Jersey City at Zip Studios. We also have Tata Charisse, who's also a Philadelphia person, who's going to be on the show.
Oh, really?
And yeah, she's going to be on it. And Rachel Parenta is also going to be opening. She's a local Jersey City comic. And then I also have a podcast called the Self-Consciousness Podcast, because I'm very awkward and anxious and self-conscious. It's fun. You can just find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm going to be a guest on yours.
And you're going to be a guest on mine next week. Yeah.
Yes. Which is exciting.
Yes. And we're recording on the full moon. So yeah.
Did you look it up? It is the full moon?
It is going to be the
full
moon.
That's so funny how it just landed right there. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And you know, with my last name Wolf, I love howling at the moon. I really do howl. I don't do it in most settings because I'd be committed into an asylum, but when it's appropriate and I'm around good people, I like to howl at that full moon.
I see a retreat coming up. I feel a retreat coming, maybe, where we can howl.
In ayahuasca? An ayahuasca retreat.
Maybe we start with mushrooms and then we work up. We work up to ayahuasca.
And then we do cocaine and heroin. I know. A cliff in Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I didn't expect all that.
And then you enter the other side and then they bring you back. No, okay. I don't know why I'm taking it all there. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for joining us. And everyone, have a great rest of